Writer Thomas Mallon has devoted much of his career to exploring the netherworld between history and fiction, truth and lies. His nonfiction book, Stolen Words, chronicles infamous cases of literary plagiarism, and an earlier novel, Aurora 7, is set against the backdrop of astronaut Scott Carpenter's nearly disastrous space flight in 1962. In Mallon's new novel, Henry and Clara, he relies on diary entries, letters, government documents, and his own imaginings to reconstruct the story of a 19th-century couple whose brief brush with history destroyed their lives. Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Abraham Lincoln was not alone in the state box at Ford's Theater on that fateful evening of April 14, 1865. With him were his wife, Mary Todd Lincoln, and an engaged couple, Major Henry Rathbone and Clara Harris, who had been invited at the last minute. In the awful, frantic seconds following the assassination, Major Rathbone tried to capture John Wilkes Booth, who slashed Rathbone's left arm, severing an artery. Rathbone eventually recovered and married Clara, although perhaps not without some second thoughts. Clara had spent the hours after the shooting consoling Mrs. Lincoln, even as her fiancé lay nearby in a blood-soaked bed fighting for his life. We know that curious detail because the real Clara Harris divulged it in a letter to a friend. But much else about Thomas Mallon's novel is downright fantasy. In an interview Mallon gave a couple of years ago, he compared his historical novel, then under construction, to Ford's theater itself. The theater collapsed in 1893 and was restored during the 1960s to its exact condition on the night Lincoln died. Some furnishings, like Lincoln's rocker, are replicas, but others are original. Since most visitors to Ford's Theater can't distinguish the genuine articles from the fake, the important thing, according to Mallon, is that the details look right to create an evocative atmosphere. Well, I'm no Shelby Foote, but the Civil War-era details in Mallon's novel look right to me. We get quick, precise images here of Southern sympathizers in Washington closing their window shutters during Lincoln's inauguration, and of Union soldiers from New York wearing uniforms from Brooks Brothers. In fact, this novel is so convincing, it has the weird, anti-historical effect of dimming your interest in the actual Henry and Clara. Whatever their real story was, it almost certainly can't compare to the macabre tale of twisted passions Mallon cooks up. Henry and Clara's lives seem star-crossed long before that dreadful night at the theater. They were both born into prominent New York political families. But when Henry was 11 and Clara 13, his widowed mother married her widowed father, making the children stepbrother and sister. Mallon vividly portrays the young Henry as one of those sexually dangerous Byronic types, and so, inevitably, Clara falls in quasi-incestuous love with him. Their wedding was endlessly delayed by family objections and by the Civil War. In Mallon's account, when Henry and Clara do finally marry, their happiness is poisoned by memories of the assassination. Henry feels ashamed for not saving the president, and Clara feels guilty for staying with Mrs. Lincoln. For years, Clara mulls over her odd behavior, finally confessing to herself that she had the sense there was an unwelcome secret sewn into the violence of that night that Henry might have disclosed to her while he thought he was on his deathbed. There really is a secret. That's only one of the many literary tricks Mallon uses to recharge the story of the assassination and its aftermath with suspense. Even more dazzling is the climax of this novel, where Henry, whose mind is dislocated by madness, recreates the events of the assassination and thus releases himself and Clara from history's crushing undertow. And for what it's worth, Mallon swears the ending here is true.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Henry and Clara by Thomas Mallon.